more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Land trusts are far from new to the American experience. There exists a century-old tradition of private and nonprofit groups preserving land not protected by the government. A local group founded a dozen years ago wields preservation tools with an urban twist, transforming empty lots into urban gardens. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz headed out to 49th Street just west of Washington Park to see what a group of neighbors can do.
When Melissa Scanlon moved to Washington Heights 5 years ago, she was not envisioning an artfully designed series of raised garden beds with a welcoming trellis and park benches among strawberry beds. She was staring at an eyesore beyond the alley behind her house.
There was a house here that was privately owned, and when I moved in to the neighborhood, the house had already been boarded up, and the owner had moved out of the city and had basically abandoned the space. And so this whole plot that we're on was taken up by a house and a garage, and it was just a very dark space. And there was quite a bit of crime around the area because the police told me that people felt safe coming into the alley and doing, you know, breaking into things because no one could see in this dark space created by the boarded up house.
All signs of boarded up buildings have disappeared. Today, Scanlon shows off a cornucopia of flowers and vegetables in her 4x8 raised garden bed.
Tomatoes, carrots. I have peppers scattered in here.
Kale.
Nice.
Chard.
And this melon. I had breakfast out of this garden this morning.
She's one of 24 neighbors gardening here. The community garden didn't appear out of thin air. It required a bit of activism.
It took a few committed people who live right around this space to have a vision for seeing it differently, you know, and for getting rid of the condemned foreclosed home and fed up with having this thing lurking and rotting next to all of the places that we were living. And we started calling the city to get it torn down. And the city responded and did tear it down. And then that was in the winter. And the following spring, we created a garden here.
A $1,500 grant from the city of Milwaukee helped with the design and materials needed to pull it off.
That, combined with having Milwaukee Urban Gardens provide the land trust structure where they could hold the lease, they carry the insurance for the property. So that kind of legal structure is already in place through Milwaukee Urban Gardens.
So what season are you in now?
This is the third year.
So, and then the rent, how much do you pay per plot?
It's $20 for the year.
Okay. So then does that go to Milwaukee Urban Gardens to do what they have to do to administer your...
It goes, it goes into, they do the accounting for us. They have a bank account. They keep our funds separated from the other gardens. And we can withdraw from that account to pay for any kind of improvements that we need, to pay for the permit, for the water. And, yeah, so it's actually a really wonderful service that the organization provides.
So now the city owns the lot.
They do,
and
as of this year.
You have a 3-year lease?
We just signed a couple weeks ago a 3-year lease.
That's Bruce Wiggins. He's executive director of Milwaukee Urban Gardens, or MUG, and pretty much the staff, except when he's able to hire seasonal interns to help with training and hauling soil and such. MUG seems to be bare-bone by design. Its founders came together in 2000 when a couple of big community gardens were lost to development. They decided to incorporate to secure land for other neighborhood projects.
Well, Milwaukee Urban Gardens is the land trust. Our mission is to secure properties for community gardens, and we can do that through leases or purchase. Actually, more of the properties that are... Our gardens now are leased more than owned. We own 5 properties, but we lease land for about 30 gardens. So the city has developed a system of seasonal garden permits where they will lease a property for just the season so a garden can get started and see how it works. Then we move to a three-year lease. And after a three-year lease, then we can consider purchasing. But it all depends on the local gardeners and what they decide that they want to do, as well as, of course, the purchase price.
One of the urban gardens that decided to go from lease to ownership is in the River West neighborhood.
It's called Green Folks Garden on Wright Street, just off of Holton Avenue. And in that case, the property was owned by two different city agencies, and they made the land available for the appraised value. And Milwaukee Urban Gardens and the neighbors got together. The neighbors raised a lot of the money.
In fact, Wiggins says the gardeners held countless fundraisers to come up with the lion's share of the $13,500 needed to complete the sale with the city. Wiggins believes the shared vision of a garden is central to the neighborhood they wanted to live in. Back in the quiet of Melissa Scanlon's shared space in Washington Heights, morning sun pouring across plots of eggplants and peppers, a shared compost system, and tool shed at the rear, she's not sure if her neighbors will want to go to such lengths to raise thousands of dollars.
We'll probably talk about it at our fall meeting and see what people are thinking. I think initially we just wanted to see how this would work. I think it's worked really well. There's the people who are gardening here are very committed to it, and they're coming out and taking care of their plots for the most part. And it's going to depend on what a purchase price would be and what that would mean for the group.
She may not be sure of how fundraising would shake out amongst her fellow gardeners, but is certain community gardens make sense. Scanlon says there are several more empty lots within blocks of her house.
I would love to see it happening on the hundreds of lots that exist in the city. And I think there are things that the city did well with us that help facilitate it.
But there's room for improvement, according to Scanlon. Starting with the way the house here was removed from the lot.
What they did here is they, instead of deconstructing it, they demolished it. And most of this, the basement on this lot was filled in with debris from that house. And that makes it really difficult to put in something like a buried cistern.
Instead of tapping into the fire hydrant down the street, Scanlon envisions gardens around town harvesting their own rainwater.
You know, deconstruct rather than demolish. Think through the slope of the land so that you can slope it all into a buried cistern and have rainwater that hits that lot go into a buried cistern with a simple hand pump so that you've got a sustainable water source that doesn't require treated water coming from the city waterworks. And that would then prep the properties to be garden sustainable, garden ready for the neighbors.
Cistern or not, there's a standing waiting list to get into this garden. Bruce Wiggins with MUG says momentum is building to establish a grand network of urban gardens across the city, and he believes the city understands its value.
The mayor actually gave a speech at the big conference, Urban Agriculture Conference at State Fair Park over the weekend, where he talked about how foreclosed properties and vacant properties depress property values, and tearing the houses down that are a blight and creating gardens creates value in the neighborhood.
In that same speech, Mayor Barrett made several of the same points Wiggins, Scanlon, and others have made, that urban gardens can connect neighborhoods and decrease crime. Bruce Wiggins is crossing his sustainability fingers that with time, the mayor's praise will be proven in hundreds of transformed lots across the city. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Milwaukee Urban Gardens is going to be showing off the garden Susan Bentz visited in Washington Heights, along with some other burgeoning green spaces on Sunday. There's still room on the bus. If you want to check out more information, it's at wuwm.com/lake effect. One last break, and then mystery novelist Lou Burney shares the latest news about con artist Shake Bouchon, star of the new novel Whiplash River. Keep listening. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.